Next up is a former wrestling superstar with a product that changed his life.
Former pro wrestler Diamond Dallas Page has just the thing for you. But be warned, DDP yoga, quote, ain't your mama's yoga.
DDP yoga was designed to help everyone.
DDP's list of clients include former wrestlers such as Chris Jericho and Edge.
I've been doing it for over 2 years and I can't live without it.
And it don't matter what your age or your fitness level or what kind of shape you're in.
It builds strength and flexibility and it's good for your heart.
Diamond Dallas Page is one of the rare wrestlers that has had a post-career career. You are saving lives. The two most famous ones, Jake the Snake Roberts.
One person sticks a hand out, and that person for me was Diamond Dallas Page.
And Scott Hall.
In my lifetime, I've learned hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last. But bad guys do.
It's DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
So high five.
Hello, my fellow GDP Yoga Warriors. It is June 11th, 2014. It is 9 p.m. here on the East Coast, which can only mean one thing. It is time for another episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. You can find me at mike90%.com. Also, I am joined by the technical guru of DDP Yoga and the guy who has been here since day one, Mr. Robert McLaren. How you doing, Robert?
Oh, it's another Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah, I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Good. Living the dream. Also joining us is, of course, one of the cornerstones of success stories here in DDP Yoga. She is an author, a blogger, and an all-around and inspirational beacon of positivity here in the DDP Yoga community, the lovely Stacey Morris. Stacey, how are you?
Guys, I'm doing good. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, indeed. It's going to be a fun show tonight. We're doing the Accountability Community Show, which basically means we did this a couple months ago or a few weeks ago. I don't remember when it was, but it had a pretty good response, and I think people enjoyed the ability to come on here and virtually or digitally ink their goals. Because when you ink your goals, as Stacey and Robert know, it makes you accountable not only to yourself, but to others, because others can see those goals, and, you know, they'll ask you about those goals. And, Stacey, I'm sure, you know, inking your goals was a big part of your plan and actually putting down what you wanted to do in front of you instead of just thinking it in your head.
Yeah, I stayed real connected to the community, especially in the beginning. And Dallas and Terry were great mentors, and they really expected me to set goals and write them down and say them out loud to them. And it really was a huge help in getting me to, you know, reach the one step after another.
And, Robert, I'm sure with your monumental list of projects you're working on for DDP Yoga, that it's really important for you to write stuff down, too, to get to them and make sure they happen and things you need to get done and things you want to do. I'm sure, you know, lists and making things visible in front of you is a big part of that as well.
Well, yeah, but, you know, most of my lists are about, you know, work stuff that I need to get done. I mean, Dallas gave me a whole new list today to work on, but it's without keeping stuff in front of me, I would probably have been fired a long time ago because I don't remember anything.
But it's so important, not just for DDP Yoga, but in life. There's things you want to get done, there's things you want to do, there's dreams, there's bucket lists. Writing that down or telling somebody is a way of keeping you accountable. I know for a fact that my girlfriend Katie knows I'm trying to eat clean and eat healthy. My parents, my brother, my friends, my family, they all know my goals. So when I go to a family function and I go looking at the cookies, there's about 9 or 10 eyes on me seeing if I'm going to grab it. And, you know, that's a way of keeping you accountable, having people know what your goals are. And even, you know, if you do feel awkward at a function because there's a bowl of cookies right there, having those eyes on you and people knowing your situation, I feel is a big help.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't, you know, I always have a joke jumping into my head, but I couldn't help but wonder if your family calls that the Hunger Games.
well, it wasn't easy growing up in my family. My mom is a ridiculous cook, and she puts about 8 to 10 inches of cheese on everything, no matter what it is.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, cheese everywhere. And the thing is, when I was growing up, she'd get mad at me because I was overweight or because I was eating too much, and she'd be like, you know, you shouldn't be eating that. But I'm like, you just cooked, like, a plate of brownies that could feed a small nation, and you're getting mad at me because I'm having one? So you have enablers and you have that, but the accountability factor is what's going to keep you moving forward and writing those goals down and inking those goals. Or if you're going to call in tonight and, you know, let the community know about one of your goals, it's a great way to keep you accountable in your journey.
Yeah, and actually the internet and Team DDP Yoga and Facebook, a lot of people now are using those goals as tools to literally, you know, put their intentions out there in writing and have it for all the, you know, the Facebook and Team DDP Yoga worlds to see, and it's a great tool.
Absolutely, absolutely. And tonight's show is not only about accountability, it's about you. It's a community show, which we air at radio, because it gets a great discussion going. And nothing's off topic, nothing's no holds barred, within reason. But, you know, we get on here. Tell us, are you doing awesome? Are you having a tough time? You can either share what's working for you or tell us what's kicking your ass and trying to get yourself picked back up and use the team to lean on to pick you back up. But it's a show where it's about you tonight. What's on your mind? You have things going on. Is things hard? Is things easy? Are you loving it? Are you hating it? Tell us what's going on, or you can hit Stacy up in the chat or give us a call at 347-994-1216. But before we get into the show tonight, our very own Stacy Morris, her book Clean Comfort, a memoir on your journey from overweight and unhappy to amazingly inspirational to so many people, has been getting awesome reviews from its digital release last month, so much so that there was enough of a demand to warrant a physical release as well, and through a lot of hard work from Robert, Clean Comfort by Stacy Morris is now available in paperback. So, Stacy, how excited are you? It's so cool to have your own story published, but to be able to physically hold that tangible representation of your journey and all the years of hard work must be extremely satisfying.
Yeah, it really is. I'm very excited, and I was just talking to somebody in South Carolina who knew me as a child and knew my struggles, and he was actually reading my book when I called him today. So that was very cool. And I think Robert, who was absolutely instrumental in getting the book Kindle and paperback off the ground, he just set up a link that will take you to both the Kindle version and the paperback. And it's, Robert, it's still StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com.
Mm-hmm. And I actually just changed the domain on there, so it may still be pointing to the Kindle one. So you'll just need to do a search for Clean Comfort. But that should be updated in the next 5 or 10 minutes or so.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And, yeah, so I'm really excited. If some people are real, like, I'm old school. I prefer books. So if that's what you've been waiting for, just go to Amazon.com or that link I just mentioned and check it out.
Absolutely. And that was a lot of hard work, not just the physical writing of the book and getting the recipes together, but that's pretty much the culmination of 5 years of changing your life as well.
Yeah, and I, you know, like you said, I've been blogging for a long time, and I do have a lot of recipes out there on my blog, but I wanted one central location plus my life, not my whole life story, but my history with food and weight and how I struggled and how I figured out just through so many episodes of trial and error what not to do. And you know, I've been getting some really great feedback. One person left on Amazon on the reviews, and I don't recognize her name. I'm not sure if she's a team member, but she said something to the effect of, I can stop looking now because this book really has what it's going to take to help me get out of this. And
oh, wow.
When I read that, I was just like, yes, that's what I wanted. That's why I did it. You know, and I'm not saying I have all the answers, but I've definitely figured out a thing or two about this whole predicament in my 50 years on the planet. So I hope you guys will at least check out a few sample pages on Amazon and see if you think it's for you. And there are a lot of great recipes in there, too.
And Stacy, I think what you're trying to do kind of mimics what my goal is with my Mikey 90% site, is you're not telling people what they need to do. You're not telling people, you know, giving people rules to lose weight. You're sharing what's working for you, and hopefully that'll inspire somebody else to go down your path and kind of, you know, use some of the things that work for you, and hopefully it'll work for them as well.
Yeah, and I just, it's a total blueprint. It's not an absolute. I encourage people every step of the book, you know, just take these few ideas, make them your own. Everyone, it's like a fingerprint. Everyone's got their own, you know, likes and dislikes with food, and when they, you know, when they get the hungriest at different times of the day. And everyone's different. So there's no one plan or formula, and nor should there be. And that's a great thing that I underscore throughout the book.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to check it out now that it's on hard copy, because I'm not in the digital age. I'm more old school like yourself, and I love to have that physical book in your hand. So I'll be checking that out as well. And so definitely, what's the link one more time, Stacey?
www.stacymorriscleancomfort.com. That's just all one word. And you can go to my website, stacymorris.com, and there's an icon there. You can click on the book on my homepage, and it's also on the Team DDP Yoga site. So it's been getting some nice exposure.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. You really deserve it. It's years of hard work in the making, and I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Thanks. And if anyone has any questions, just email me at to my website.
Absolutely. And also, I just want to put this out there. Don't forget, if you were in the New England area this weekend, this coming weekend, Diamond Dallas Page, along with his main Diamond Doll, Brenda Kay, will be making a weekend appearance at the 7 News Health and Fitness Expo this coming weekend, June 14th and 15th. Come swing by the DDP Yoga booth and say, hey, I will be representing my Mikey 90% brand along with my girl Katie there as well. And we'll be working the DDP Yoga booth all weekend with DDP Brenda. And there will be DDP Yoga demos and a bunch of cool swag to give away as well. So a lot of people have been asking me for info, so I just want to pass this along as well. The demos will be happening on the demonstration stage on Saturday, June 14th at 4 p.m. and on Sunday, June 15th at noon. So if you are a DDP Yoga warrior or trying to get someone into a DDP Yoga, check out those demonstrations. They're beginner's demonstrations, about 20 minutes long, so it's nothing insane that your friends can't do. So bring people along and check it out. And also, we will be at booth number 1319. Dallas, Brenda, my girl Katie, and myself will be working the booth all weekend long. And it's not just like it's actually a pretty cool fitness demo. There's going to be a lot of like big names. There are going to be Jerry Springer and Steve Wilkos, if you're into that, Maria Menounos, which who can't be into that, as well as cooking and all things health and fitness. So it's going to be a good time, and you don't want to miss it if you are in driving distance of Boston. And what's that, Robert?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I was going to mention the DDP Yoga Retreat, too. I don't know if there's still time to get into it. Dallas was still plugging it on his page. So I think they're still taking reservations, but it's really cutting it close. So if you want to get in on the DDP Yoga Retreat, I don't know if there's any spots left, but if you can check out ddpyogaretreat.com or contact Sally or Ashley at the Travel Smiths of New Jersey at 888-838-8400. The retreat is at the El Dorado Resort in Casitas. If you can't get in on it this year, try to make a point to, you know, save the money, do what you got to do to get there next year, because it will change your whole DDP Yoga experience. It's an amazing time. Stacey, Robert, and myself have all been, and you definitely want to make a point to get there, not this year, next year.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun.
All right. So without further ado, let's get on to this week's topic. We're talking about accountability, and Stacey, Robert, and I, you know, are well-versed in the accountability chapter of DDP Yoga, and Stacey, for you, how important is not just accountability to your friends and family or people watching you? Let's put it this way. I think I've used this analogy before, but I once heard someone say that integrity is, you know, you're walking down the street and there's nobody on that, and there's a piece of trash on the street. You pick it up and throw it away anyway. That's what I think is a great analogy when it comes to, like, living a clean lifestyle and eating. Sure, you can eat great in front of your family, but when you're home alone and the takeout menus are on the table and the fridge is stocked, You know, what are you doing? That's where the true work is going to come in. When you're by yourself and no one's looking, that's the true integrity and accountability. And I think the most important accountability in DDP Yoga and eating clean and healthy is self-accountability. What are your thoughts on that, Stacey?
Oh, I agree. I think that's where it starts. You have to be accountable to yourself first. And hopefully the reason you're undertaking a lifestyle change is for yourself and your health first and foremost. And I do spend actually a lot of time alone because I work from home. And I don't have a lot of coworkers and people around me. So I could easily, go off to the kitchen and eat more or snack or whatever, sneak food. And I really had to get clear on what am I doing and why am I doing this. And I didn't want to, because there are times when I'm stressed out and food still calls me and it still comforts me to an extent, not like it used to because I don't misuse it. But I have to really ask myself, what do I really want, you know, out of this experience? You know, if I want to be comforted, is food going to really do it for me, or is it just going to mask things? And another great accountability tool for me, and this happened after I think I dropped about 80 pounds, and I realized for the first time in like 20 years, I could wear denim. You know, I could wear pants that weren't like stretch leggings. And just having clothing like that, and now that's, you know, pretty much what I wear is denim and trousers and things. But that is a great accountability tool because it doesn't lie to you. I mean, I will know, very quickly if I'm starting to put on weight or if I'm bloated or, you know, had too much salt. And little tools like that, you know, like don't let yourself always be wearing stretchy stuff because you can backslide and not even realize it. So, yeah, accountability to yourself is super important.
And you talk about your clothes, Stacey, not lying to you. And I found one of the most empowering things that I've done for myself in my Weight Watchers and my clean eating. Well, I went to Weight Watchers first back in 2007 before I did DDP Yoga, and then I gained all my weight back. But the thing is, when I did the Weight Watchers and I tried it first, I kept all my fat clothes in my closet. Like, almost as if, like, well, if I gain it back, you know, I'll have them. It's kind of like that was an option. And one of the most empowering things I did for myself, which is a way of keeping me accountable, is throwing away every piece of 3XL, 2XL, and XL clothing that I had, because that was no longer an option for me. That was the way I could keep myself accountable. And if I started to grow out of those clothes this time around, well, that's not going to be good because I'm going to have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a new wardrobe. And it was huge for me to throw away an entire closet of clothes that were too big for me. But in a strange way, it was really empowering just knowing that going back and getting into those clothes is not an option for me anymore, which I highly suggest anybody who's lost weight, go through your closet and get rid of those clothes.
That's a really good idea.
That is a great idea. And Dallas suggested I keep one or two things, which I did. But, you know, now it's so funny that, you know, my head has changed along with my body, and I don't even like to wear baggy tops anymore. It just doesn't feel right. And now that I can wear stuff that is not baggy and it's a little form-fitting, it just feels like it's the proper way for me to dress. I can't explain it. And if I ever, I mean, I've never really, you know, backslid, but I know if I were to gain weight and needed baggy clothing again, I just think that would be, I don't know, it would be kind of devastating to me. And so I don't have a whole wardrobe full of old stuff, but I do have one or two pieces, and sometimes I'll put it on, and it's astonishing. It's just really astonishing because it like wraps around me twice, and it's like I can't believe I ever wore this. But and it was just all an indication of, you know, the denial I was in, and what goes along with denial is an utter lack of accountability. So it's really crucial, and for many years I didn't want to be accountable to anybody, and I really paid a price for that.
Yeah, that's a great point. And accountability is it's the only thing that really matters, because without it, there's no crime or reason, and nothing matters. It's really just self-accountability, the accountability to other people. It's what drives the program, because it's what drives, like, changing any sort of lifestyle change. It's your blueprint. It's your roadmap, and it's everything in this. And people, I think, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here, but it's what drives you.
It's your integrity. It's your integrity. And at least that's how I look at it. And Don Schmelhaus, he's in the chat room, he's always posting on Facebook about, this is what I'm going to do, I'm about to work out, and he offers everyone else the opportunity. Click like, I think it is, when you've done your workout. And when I do that, or if I say I'm about to do a workout, I don't want to have egg on my face, you know. I don't want to end the day and say, wow, I didn't follow through on that. I've got to keep my word, you know. So it is a wonderful tool.
Yeah. Robert, just letting you know, I got signed up for a second. My computer froze. So if you're trying to send me a message, hit me up on Facebook on my phone. I'm logging back in now. But back on the accountability thing, Stacey, I don't know if you use this part as part of your weight loss, but we talked about it with Robert, you know, making lists and making things, you know, in front of him to get stuff done. I found one of the biggest things that I could have done in my weight loss was writing down what I'm eating, keeping a food journal. I still to this day keep a food journal and track every single thing I taste. I call it BLTs, bites, licks, and taste. Everything I put in my mouth, I write down. And it's really eye-opening to see what you're eating in a day, not only just for, like, the caloric reasons, but say you had a really good week and you can go back to that. I have journals for the past 2 years that I can look back at. I'm like, well, I lost 5 pounds that week. Look back at it and see what I did that worked for me. And then I can look at weeks that weren't good for me, and I can realize what didn't work for me, too. And just seeing that journal in front of you and knowing what I put in my body today is really eye-opening, and you can actually look where you can improve and where you can, you know, back off and move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not just about the amount. It's what are you eating? Like, what's your vegetable ratio? Are you getting, you know, complex carbs in, or is it all simple carbs? I mean, it's a really great way to step back and take a look. And so even now, sometimes I'll forget what I ate yesterday, you know, and it really is good to have some sort of a roadmap you can look at and see what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And absolutely. I don't, somebody in the chat room just wondered if I still journal. I don't. I did the first couple of years, but I do go back to it every now and then, especially if I feel like I might be getting a little too lenient, or, you know, just need a little more discipline or more vegetables, because Mike, you and I share our, you know, we both not too crazy about the veggies, but we find ways to get them in. Sometimes I have to say, okay, look, you know, you've got to really focus on the vegetables, make a point of getting them in, you know, writing them down is a great way.
I want to point out something that you said this week, Stacey, because I thought it was one of the best things I've heard in a while. I clicked on your video the other day, and it kind of describes everything that I do in my life since changing my life, the veggies, the working out. You know, working out isn't hard. It's not always – it's hard. It's not always fun. It's not ever as ideal. But you put a video up that says you don't have to do it, so do it. And I thought that was perfect because you don't have to like it. It's
right. I hear that over and over again online. People say, you know, my biggest problem is I don't like to work out. Well, okay, so what's your point? I mean, not everybody does. I mean, some days I don't. A lot of times I don't really, you know, some people might think I'm, like, so revved up and I love working out. The truth is I always feel great after I do it. But I just look at it as like brushing my teeth. I don't even think about it. I just do it. It's not a mental debate anymore. And so I don't even really think about whether I like it or not. It's just something that's on my checklist for the day that's got to get done. And if you really don't like it, I just would really encourage you and suggest that you just put it on your to-do list, like, you know, cooking your dinner or brushing your teeth. I mean, what would happen if you ignored the dishes for 2 months, you know? I mean, some things just have to get done, you know, like them or not.
Absolutely. And working out isn't always fun, but neither is diabetes, and neither is cancer, and neither is heart disease, and neither is, you know, it's robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's, you know, once in a while you're going to pay for what you're doing, whether it's working out now or being sick and unhealthy later.
Totally. Wouldn't you say, Robert? I mean, I know, Robert, you've told me it really helps you with stress, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I can always tell a big difference in my outlook, you know, because it happens a lot where I don't have a chance to work out, but when it goes on 2 or 3 days in a row, that's when I really start to notice things are starting to get tough. So it helps
that's
me.
That's something we should talk about as well, because Robert would be a great, you know, test subject for this, if you will. You know, everything you see on DDPRadio.com, all the videos, all the posts, all the work that's being done on the technical aspect of DDP Radio doesn't just get there by the DDP Yoga website fairy. Robert puts that there, and he has a lot of work on his plate. And it would, you know, Robert, we should do a program sometime on how DDP Yoga and stress, like, you know, because a lot of people use that as a stress relief, and I know you've got so much on your plate that sometimes I'm sure getting on the mat and just, you know, letting some of that, you know, frustration and energy and out is really, you know, cathartic in a way.
Yeah, I mean, because it's either, you know, doing my DDP yoga or strangling a puppy, you know, it gets to you.
No puppies were injured in this podcast. Oh, yeah, I get it, man, yeah. But I think that's undertone that we don't talk much on DDP Radio is the stress relief. We talk about the weight loss and the eating healthy, but, you know, I feel almost like on a drug. I call it the DDP Yoga high. I feel like a drug when I finish my workout. You feel so good, and your body's just flowing naturally and really just a great stress relief. I think that's something we should hit up on future shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But we're going to get some callers. We have, if you listened to the show last week, you heard about the ultimate challenge between Christina and Liz, the Hardcore Sisters for Life, and Matt and Josh, the Oregon Connection. And they did a video contest getting the most views, and it got pretty low and pretty down and dirty at some points. But there has been an ultimate are going to bring on Matt and Josh, the Alaskan Oregon Connection, and Christina and Liz, and talk about the victor and the defeated.
Yeah.
Matt and Josh. So we'll bring it on to you, Christina and Liz. How does it feel to take on the Alaskan Oregon Connection?
Candy from a baby. Well, the
you know,
boys
tell an
great.
East Coast
they
person
great...
when they say Oregon.
Right. The boys are great. They
Oregon.
Had a really great video. If you guys haven't seen the video, definitely check it out. You guys had an awesome video. But, yeah, we rocked it, man. 607 views in 1 week, so that was pretty cool. Crazy.
And those were really and well done. Like, honestly, I didn't know you guys had that, like, quality of, like, the work done. I was expecting kind of like a local car spot commercial bad.
Well, that was Christina. I mean, she wrote the script. She edited it. I just did what I was told. So as much as I'm sort of I'm the muscle of the operation, I do the smack talking, but that's her baby. So
it was fun.
Matt and Josh, you did an awesome job as well. I know I kind of made a little bit of a turn on you guys at one point, but respect. You guys did a great video as well. The Dynamic Resistance Anywhere was brilliant. And actually a blog post of mine that I wrote close to when you guys were doing that we were on the same page about. So we were kind of like reading each other's minds there. But the system of the losing team has to give a little bit of love to Christina and Liz. I'm going to give this over to Matt and Josh to make good on their bet and make Christina and Liz a little bit puff out their chest a little bit more, a little bit more cocky. So Matt and Josh, take it away.
All right.
I think the biggest thing that, like, I walked away with this, or we walked away with, that we've talked about it, is that, you know, they pushed us to be better than we were and kind of put ourselves out there. And we actually made a how awesome they are video, I don't know what you want to call it, that we put out today just to, you know, let them know what we got from it. And it also kind of has some extra special stuff in it that will lead into our next video that we got coming out down the way. But I just, I like that they allowed us to kind of challenge them and, you know, push ourselves and try to be better than we were when we first started this program and just always, you know, looking for something to do and be better. So I appreciate you guys putting up with our shenanigans and destroying us and having us humbly come on here and say that we lost the challenge. But again, like I say in the video, I think we gained a lot more than we lost. So it was an awesome experience.
I got to say that out of the three videos, the two for the challenge and the one you guys put up today, I think, like, the one you guys put up today is probably the best of the three. I did not see that coming. It was so great. I really think everyone should watch it. Like you said, it teases what we got coming up next.
Yeah, we got some big things in store, and I don't want to give away anything, so we'll just leave it at that. There'll be some teasers coming out, so, So yeah, but I'll pass it over to Matt now.
You know, for me, the thing for me is, you know, Christina and Liz are awesome. Josh is awesome. For me, this whole thing just really illustrated the power of TeamDDPYoga.com. You know, Christina lives in Florida, Liz lives in Illinois, Josh is in Alaska, I'm in Oregon. So obviously, you know, we haven't actually met in person. You know, Christina and Liz are going to get that rare opportunity at the retreat this year. But, I mean, they take, you know, such an interest in everybody. And, you know, I've talked to Christina and Liz both, you know, privately about things when I've struggled and stuff like that. And they've, you know, and Josh, too, you know, he's my accountability buddy right now. We do live workouts and stuff. But we kind of knew we were going to lose. I mean, it's really hard to go up against the hardcore sisters. But, you know, for me, it just really illustrates the power of TeamDDPYoga.com, how strangers can come together, have fun with something like that, and then, you know, when it's all over, just, you know, blow it off as nothing. You know, there was a lot of friendly trash talking, but no one took anything to heart, and it was just a lot of fun.
Well, and if you want to take that one step further, like, not only did we have the kind of sibling rivalry of challenge videos, but, like, a true family, the very next thing we're going to do is come together and all make a video together. So,
yeah, it's really cool that you can make friends through the Team DDP Yoga that you haven't even met. And, you know, the friends that we've made and grown, like, I don't know, I'm going to have these friendships forever. And I think it's just, you don't see that anywhere else. It's awesome.
And that's a great analogy for the DDP Yoga community is, you know, four people in four different parts of the world getting together and making each other better. And it's huge because I know that since I started DDP Yoga, like probably half of my friends on Facebook are DDP Yoga. So even if I wanted,
me too.
Yeah, even if I wanted to avoid DDP Yoga, it's unavoidable. So it's just like you get that motivation when you least expect it by seeing Josh McAdoo post that he just killed a workout and seeing Don post that he killed a workout and Christina and Liz doing awesome. It just gives you that added motivation. And that's what we're talking about today, the accountability. Being accountable to half of your Facebook friends being DDP Yoga warriors, knowing that if you haven't shown up for a few days, they're going to be posting and saying, hey, what's up? You okay? That great accountability and that, you know, looking after each other on the team is really just a great part of this community and this program of people that we haven't met yet being so close and being involved in each other's lives the way we are.
I totally agree with everything you just said, Mikey. You know, and you and I got to know each other through DDP Yoga and then Facebook as well. You know, I never would have met anybody in New Hampshire just, you know, doing whatever.
Absolutely. So what's next for the AOC and the Hardcore Sisters for Life? Is there going to be a return feud, a return battle? Is it going to be in a steel cage, or was that the blow-off?
No, it's actually a movement of unity
mm-hmm.
coming up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Josh and I got a small one coming out, like a part two to the cover the ending of what we just did, and we're going to have a special guest for ours. And then we're all throwing in together to do a really fun one. We're working on the script right now. I think Liz is writing this one.
Yeah.
I have a request. Liz and Christina and Josh, I don't know about Matt, but you guys have the most adorable children. I think you got to make some sort of children's video.
Thank you.
I could put my 2-year-old up with a mustache. She's a girl, but I could do it.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for calling in. It was a really fun challenge, and you know, a lot of people laughed, a lot of people smiled, and a lot of friendly banter between the two of you guys. But it was all in good fun, and it was a good time had by all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Hey, man, we're looking forward to something from the Dirty Water chapter here pretty soon.
Oh, it's coming.
Bye, baby.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right,
much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Keep them coming.
Thank
you. Catch you later.
So, the great banter between the Hardcore Sisters and the ALCL. Big fun challenge they had. And that's, you know, DDPO, that's all what it's about, challenging each other, making each other better, friendly rivalry. Well,
yeah, I think it would have been.
Oh, go ahead, Robert.
You, okay, I think you're cutting in and out, Mike. But I think it would have been hard for the guys to beat the girls on that because the girls are already so established. I'd like to see the guys get more established and then do the challenge again.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the way you get established, is by putting yourself out there, making yourself seen, getting on DDP Radio and laying it down, baby.
Yeah, did you see that last video where they called you out for being the Benedict Arnold?
I did. Oh, I got something up my sleeve, too, for the AOC and the Hardcore Sisters, because I've assembled my own chapter, the Dirty Water chapter of DDP Yoga, with Steve Langer and Chris Gabarino. So we're throwing our hat into the ring. Things are going to get interesting, so stay tuned for that as well.
Well, with Gabarino in there, I know it's going to have something to do with Black Crow.
I said in my video that Gabarino could Black Crow on the top of the Empire State Building if he wanted to.
Yeah, he probably could.
But, yeah, absolutely. And if you guys want to call in, you know, ink your goals or talk to us about how your journey is going here on DDP Radio, give us a call, 993, right? 994-1216.
That's right.
Yeah, 347-994-1216.
Sorry, I lost my notes and my computer shut down. So give us a call. Tell us why you want to be accountable to DDP Radio. Ink your goals digitally right here on ddpradio.com. Or you can hit Stacy up in the chat with any questions. And, Stacy, we have the mailbag as well we've got to get to, the DDP Yoga mailbag. You can email your questions to Stacy in the mailbag. We'll get to them here on DDP Radio. And Stacy has some questions this week as well. Am I correct, Stacy?
Yeah, I do, but I've stepped away from the computer momentarily. I'll be back in about 3 minutes. So do we have any calls in the meantime?
No, we don't. Actually, we do. We do have one call that just came up. Let me. Do you want to just go to that, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is area code 484.
Hi. This is Gabriel Cole. Fairly friendly with Stacy.
Oh my gosh, fairly friendly. You were my first ADP Yoga friend when I joined.
I know, and look how far you've come. You've just amazed me every day.
Awesome. So you've been around for a while, Gabriel, right?
Well, I have been around for a while, but I've been absent for a while too. And that's why I'm calling in for accountability, because I want to get back going with the yoga and the clean eating, and I kind of want to declare my intentions here and now to do so.
Awesome.
Cool. Very cool.
And so what is it you're looking to do? What is it you want to be accountable to? Because we got a whole team of people here willing to back you up.
Well, one is to get back into the workout, because it's been about 2 years since I've done it. And I had a shoulder injury, and it kind of got me away from yoga, but I want to get back into it. And the biggest thing, to be frank with everyone, is giving up cheese.
Oh,
yeah. Space can speak to that.
I have a husband who loves cheese, and it's so hard.
Yeah, but I find you don't have to give it up entirely. You can have sheep cheese and goat cheese.
Right. Yeah, and I have to remember that. Yeah.
I don't think people realize how good, like, Manchego and Pecorino Romano actually is. Like, I think they turn their nose at it a little bit. But when you try it, it's kind of, like, intimidating because cheese you haven't
so
heard
good.
Of and think it's weird, but it's actually really delicious.
Well, I have to tell you guys a funny story. I was so allergic to cow's milk as a kid. My parents bought a goat farm. But then as an adult, I forgot I had an allergy. And, you know, it hasn't been doing me any favor. So it's really great to have an environment like the DDT yoga form where I can, you know, get the support to stop eating this darn cheese because it's not good for me.
Oh, well, if you have an allergy, then you're going to feel so much better if you just cut out the cow dairy. You're going to be amazed.
Yes, I know. I just, it's a lifestyle change, and it's, you know, it's like a shift in mindset that I just have to make. So, you know, I realized it. I've been realizing for a few weeks now, like, I'm doing my body damage, and I've got to be like my friend Stacy and go back and do what I know is right.
Oh, that's cool. Well, Gab, do you want to commit to, I mean, how many times a week do you think you'd be able to work out? Because you want to set yourself up for something you can do.
Well, I think 3 or 4 times a week, let's say 4 times a week would be very realistic.
Okay, perfect. And, you know, you can check in with the team on Team DDP Yoga, and we have a great Facebook site, too. And a lot of people post there.
Great. Well, thank you for telling me about that.
Yeah, and let us know how you're liking the workouts or if you have any questions. And, you know, and also if you have any food questions, hit us up, hit me up. I just wanted to share this. I was in an Italian specialty store yesterday, and I had the most delicious cheese. And it's similar to Parmesan, but it's called, everyone knows probably about Pecorino. It's a hard sheep cheese. But if you go to a specialty store, look for Grand Cru, C-R-U, and it is like this off the charts, so good. It tastes almost like a really expensive cheddar, but it's cheap. And it's just, you can shred it like Parmesan, you can slice it, but it's really delicious. And you will not feel at all deprived. Your wallet might be a little deprived. It's not the cheapest cheese, but it's worth it.
That's great. And I'm so excited to get your book, Stacy. I can't wait to read that and see all those wonderful recipes as well.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of good recipes that will, you know, satisfy you, but they'll also do good things for your body. And most of them, a lot of them are quite simple. There are a few involved ones. But, yeah, I'm really glad that you called in and that you reconnected because the team is always here. That's the thing. And once you get the DVDs, they're always going to be yours.
Right.
So that's the good news.
All right. Well, thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. It means a lot to me. And, you know, good luck to everybody out there. And thank you so much for letting me declare my intentions.
Thank you very much.
Keep in touch. Thanks for calling.
All right. I will. Thank you so much.
And that's huge, too. And I think I actually talked to my buddy Russ the Tuba Geek, who called in a couple weeks ago about this same subject in having goals that are reasonable. When you're first starting DDP Yoga and when you're first getting back into the things, I feel like a lot of people say, I'm going to do 500 workouts in a row or something in astronomical number. And then when you don't achieve those goals, it's really disheartening and kind of sets you off track a little bit. I think setting small, reasonable goals at first is really important because once you start hitting those small, reasonable goals, you gain the confidence to make bigger goals, and it's a lot easier to do it that way than just make these huge goals that are really hard to commit to.
Yeah, and I can tell you from my own experience, like making all these like super tough and lofty and too numerous with the goals. It was just another way for me to kind of like levitate into la-la land, because I knew I wasn't going to really do it. You know, it just sounded good to me. And it was just another way I could just say, oh, see, I couldn't do it anyway, so why bother, you know. And then I just had to gradually get off that black and white kick that I had been on for so long and start exploring the middle road. Well, so I don't have to work out every day. What about 4 days, you know? That's doable. I mean, and that's what really opened the gates for me, was when I got a little more realistic with myself.
It's a great message. And, you know, Robert and I were talking off the air today about, you know, getting those ADD, you know, inspiration moments, like midnight at night saying, waking up and saying, tomorrow I'm going to not eat anything all day except for one carrot, just making these crazy goals that you get inspired to do, and then you wake up the next morning and you're like, what was I thinking? So it's really important just to think through your goals and make sure they are achievable, and make sure, you know, everything is achievable if you put the effort in, but, you know, you know what I'm saying, just make sure they're achievable goals and make sure they're doable goals if you are going to make them.
Yeah, definitely.
So, we have a few more callers if you guys want to call in. We have time for a few more. 347-994-1216. Ink your goals on DDP Radio tonight. And
I'm back at the computer now, just so you know.
Time for the DDP Yoga mailbag then. And if you do want to get questions to Stacey Morris, you can email her. We have a lot of listeners overseas that it's ridiculous to clock at right now that can't listen to us live. But we do get a lot of hits on iTunes from people overseas that can't listen to us live. So if you can email Stacey, can you give your email address, Stacey?
Yes, it's StaceyMorris345@yahoo.com.
StaceyMorris345@yahoo.com. So if you're unable to listen to us live, and if you have questions that you'd like to get on the show for, and you can listen to it at your own leisure, hit up Stacey, StaceyMorris345@yahoo.com, and we will get to them next week in next week's mailbag. But we're going to close out the show tonight with the DDP Yoga mailbag, and I'll leave it to Stacey to start reading some questions.
Yeah, actually, based on our promo, I got a couple of accountability declarations. So that's what I'm going to start with. And this one is from Patricia Reed. Not sure where she's from, but she is telling us that she is going to be accountable for planning her meals this week, especially her lunches for work, which has been her biggest challenge so far. So way to go, Patricia. We've said it out loud. It's now recorded. It'll be on our podcast tomorrow. And let us know how you're doing with that challenge. And I know, yeah, planning meals is that's time consuming. It's definitely worth it. I just spent the last couple hours before the show pre-cooking, like cooking some of my stuff ahead of time because it's got to get done. You know, and I don't do processed foods. I do whole food, and it's more prep time, but it's totally worth it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's my biggest issue, is preparation. I find that I'm flying by the seat of my pants so much that I don't have time to prepare, and I end up having to just search for a good option on the road or whatever. But, you know, being able to sit there and plan out your meals and having things ready that you can just grab on the go is so important when you're eating healthy. Because otherwise,
yeah, and
joints look really enticing.
I encourage anyone, unless you're allergic, nuts are great. They're great for the road. And if you're allergic to nuts, try some seeds, you know, pumpkin or sunflower. They travel well. So that is my backup. I don't always have time to prepare, so I have stuff like nuts around. And I've got another declaration. This is from Amanda Wilhelm. And she said, this morning, the DVD player wasn't working. I got out the portable. This is when she went to work out. And that locked up. I cleaned it, and I got it working again. But I was seething. My form sucked, and I had no concentration. I got through everything I wanted to do today, but it wasn't my best effort because of my resentment. No fault but my own. Everyone has stuff that gets in their way. But if I choose to let my resentment ruin my workout or my day, it's on me. The DVD player didn't care. So I will own it and try to remember that whatever happens, how I react is up to me. And
nice.
That's so true. Sometimes we can really get caught up. I get caught up in stress and resentment. I've got too much to do or things aren't going my way or whatever. And that's when I need to step back. And if I need to have a little tantrum, fine. It's not going to ruin my day. It's not going to set me off, push me off track. So that's a great point you bring up, Amanda. Thank you.
Awesome.
And I might have one more. Let me just check. A lot of the emotional gravity and keeping that in check is as important as the workouts and the food, for sure. Go ahead, Mike.
Attitude is, I think, before you become successful in DDP Yoga or before you become successful in any kind of program you're undertaking, the first thing you want to get in check is your head. I knew that from day one. I've tried a million different fad diets, a million different programs, a million different eating plans. When I started DDP Yoga, the first thing that I did was check my head and get my head straight, because that's what's going to drive you through this entire process more than anything, is attitude and you know, your mindset.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've got another one. This is just a statement, and it's from Tom Van Horten. And he wanted to share with us that he is accountable. He's holding himself accountable to his goal of getting DDP certified. And
awesome.
Isn't that great? That's not an easy road.
No,
just ask anyone who's on it, you know, or who has done it. It's not easy. So that's a really great one, Tom. And he says his family is his inspiration and helps him stay accountable. And he said it's really important to find a reason, find that motivation, and hold on to it with everything you have. That's really true. And, you know, if you want a better life, a healthier body, healthier mind, a younger spine, it's all about, you know, doing what it takes to make it happen and making time in the day and getting support when you need it. Cooking or just going out to the health food store or whatever and buying some good stuff for yourself and taking good care of yourself. It is a time investment, but, I think you guys can both agree you'd rather be healthier than hopped up on junk food and sitting there on the couch not moving, you know? I've been there.
Oh. Oh,
I don't
yeah,
really
definitely.
Like that.
Absolutely. I actually got a message on my Mike 90% page that had a question for me too, and I just wanted to read it real quick. Someone asked me, I'm paraphrasing here, but they've done really well in their program, and it's hard for their spouse to kind of accept that and be on the same page as them. And I kind of wanted to address it here because it's a question I've gotten before, and everyone mm-hmm. knows my successes. I've lost 80 pounds. I've been doing DDP Yoga for over 2 years, and I love it. My girl Katie really struggled with that, and not only with losing weight, but dealing with me losing weight. She felt almost not attacked, but discouraged by it, as if, like, why am I doing so well, but you're not. She was really supportive and really, you know, awesome when it came to me losing weight, and she was so instrumental in me keeping going. But she was kind of, like, depressed about it and down about it that I was doing so well and she wasn't. And recently she started doing a program of her own along with DDP Yoga and eating really clean, and it has finally clicked for her, and she has done so amazing over the past 2 months. She's lost about 20
Yay.
Inches over her body, and she's doing so awesome. And I just want to say that to the guys that are out there, and girls too, but it's a fine line when you're doing eating healthy and your spouse or your significant other isn't. You don't want to insult them. You don't want to make them feel like less, you know, because I try to say things and help her with things, but it's kind of a hard position for a boyfriend or girlfriend to be in to tell your spouse, you know, you should do this or you should do that. So what I want to say to those people, and Rich who emailed me, it's got to come from them. You can't force someone to change. You can give them the tools and the knowledge to change. ultimately it has to be their decision or it's not going to work. Just like an addict or a food addict or anything, it's got to be clicked in your own head to do it. And it finally clicked with Katie, and I'm so damn proud of her. She's doing so amazing right now. And just be patient. Just because you're ready for something or you're on the path that you want to be on doesn't mean everyone else is. So be patient. You know, be there for them. Give them the knowledge and the inspiration that they need. But just, you know, it's got to be come from them, and it's got to be on their own terms. And I think, Stacey, you were probably in that same boat. People told you what you needed to do, but until you were ready to do it. And, you know, Robert, when you were changing things in your life, I'm sure you – it's almost resentful to have people tell you you need to do something. It's got to come from you ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody tells me I can't do something, then I'll definitely get it done. But if they tell me to do it, it probably won't happen.
Yeah, you know, motivation is very mysterious. And, you know, I really used to talk about the situation with Katie, Mike, and I knew that it would just happen when it was her time. You know, and you being a great example would only help things along. But motivation just happens for everybody at different times and different reasons. And it's not about being disgusted with yourself or being impatient or, you're at the end of your rope. That's not enough, because if that were enough, I would have gotten motivated a long time ago. It has nothing to do with disgust or self-recrimination. You just have to really be patient with yourself and know that, you know, if you ultimately want better health and a better life, it will happen, but it happens in its own time. You don't get it overnight. Food is a big, big security blanket. It's a big pleasure. And sometimes you have to ease into getting, you know, coming to terms with a new way of eating. It's not an instantaneous thing. You're not going to get it out of a woman's magazine, you know, their little 7-day plan. You know, that's not how it works. So if you are struggling or getting ready or wondering why it hasn't kicked in, just be patient with yourself and keep moving towards. If all you can do right now is do the workouts, that's fantastic. That's a big step. Focus on the workouts, you know. Do what you're able to do right now. That's all.
Well said. And we got one more caller. We have time for one more. So this is the last one we're going to take, and then we're going to wrap things up. It's almost 10 o'clock. So, Robert, what do we got on the line?
Area code 712.
712, hello.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike, the DDP Yoga Maestro here in Sioux City, Iowa.
Hey, what's going on,
hey,
man?
Mike.
How's everybody doing?
Doing good, brother.
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Well, I'm happy to say I am no longer the most recently certified DDP yoga instructor, so big shout-outs to Kevin Russo and Steve Langer on that for completing the program.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Congratulations, guys.
But I just wanted to call in real quick because I remember the show we did. It was right at the beginning of May when accountability was the topic last time, and was a huge deal for me. I passed the certification, I believe it was April 27th when I got that, but it was actually that day or the end of April was actually when I was at my heaviest of my most recent time. I was up to about 207 pounds just because even though I was working on the certification program, which anybody who's in it knows how tough that is, my diet just had gone completely down the tubes. I wasn't, like we've been talking about tonight, food journaling. I wasn't recording anything. I was just eating really bad, was stressed out with work, with trying to get through the certification process, all that stuff. So when that show came around and we talked about accountability, the first thing that I did was I committed to being gluten-free, being dairy-free, recording everything that I ate every day, doing red-hot core every day, which all, you know, are pretty simple goals in and of themselves, but putting them all together, you know, was kind of intimidating to dive into. But had huge success throughout May, was able to stick through everything. I've got Steve McAvoy, so another shout-out to him, and Christina following me on MyFitnessPal as far as recording food. So they helped keep me accountable there. My wife kept me accountable on doing all the workouts. And just in that, you know, month and a week of time, I'm down to 191 pounds, which is pretty much my fighting weight as far as DDP yoga goes. So, yeah, to anybody who's thinking of, you know, they're in a rut trying to get started, I can't stress the food journaling enough, how big of a difference that makes. Even if you can't do any of the workouts at all, just writing down what you're eating, just getting a grasp on what you're doing and seeing it, you know, in plain numbers in front of you makes such a huge difference that if you can just get that under control, everything else can kind of follow from that.
Great advice, man. Congratulations. That's huge. That's huge to slide down, you know, to where you were and be kind of in a rut. Those are hard to, you know, climb out of, and that's where we lose a lot of people, because ruts are going to happen and highs and lows are going to happen. But you pick yourself up, you move forward, you're a certified DDP yoga instructor, and you know what to do. You know what's right and what's wrong with your body. Sometimes we fall into those ruts, and picking yourself back up, it sounds cliche, but you fall down 10, pick yourself up 11. It's true. It works, and it's what we need to do. It's a lifestyle. Lows are going to happen.
Absolutely. So, yeah, now I'm just powering through the rest of June, looking forward to the retreat in July. My wife and I are coming down on the 8th through the 15th, so looking forward to seeing everybody there. We're kind of me and Travis Roberts are pretty much the island in the Midwest out here, so I'm looking forward to getting down there and meeting a bunch more people.
Awesome, man. I will see you there and look forward to meeting you as well.
Awesome. Well, you guys take care.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks
too,
for
bro.
Calling in. Well, it was another fun show tonight. Thank you, Stacy and Robert, for doing the technical end and doing co-hosting of the shows. He performs double duty here, and Stacy Morris for your insight as well.
You're very welcome, and thank you for your DJing services.
No problem, and thank you guys so much, and until next week, my friends, keep moving forward, be accountable. Every day that you wake up and your heart is still pumping and your lungs are still breathing, it's a new opportunity to own your life. So as Stacy will say, so do it. For Stacy Morris and Robert McLaren, I'm Mike Mullins. Get out there and own your life, people. See ya.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.